How do we start these things? Is it like, hey, how are
you? Hi, Greg.
How's it going?
Hi, Greg.
You know. I'm not sorry. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the listeners. Hey, listeners. Oh. How's it going?
It's been a while. Respond.
It's been a while.
This is a one-sided conversation.
I'm actually really good at talking to myself. It's
right.
A craft I've
perfected. I guess you don't need us then. Go.
All right, see ya. So it's been about 3 months since I've spoken to myself. And gotta say, it's been kind of lonely. Fuck.
It's a wrap.
Okay.
We forgot how to podcast.
Yeah, episode 112. Can you believe it? I can't.
I can't.
This is exactly the slop that I am proud of. Okay, now that's done and over with, welcome to episode 112 of the Lifecast. It's been about 2.5-3 months since our last, actually, no, 3 solid months, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like almost exactly 3 months.
Yeah,
yeah. I think like the announcement off of the sabbatical was on June 22nd, I believe. So
Over 3 months.
Yeah, a little over 3 months. But we're back, and better than ever. Everybody's feeling re-energized.
I don't know. Did you listen to that beginning part?
Hey, man, that was just, you know. I was gonna try to come with some bullshit. No, it was garbage. But it was my garbage, and for that, it holds an extra sentimental value. But yeah, no, we had a sabbatical. Everybody was fucking sad and shit, and so we were like, hey. Everybody chill the fuck out and fix yourselves, and then we'll try this again. And that's exactly what we did. That being said, it's been... Actually, I'll probably do this after. I should probably introduce my guests. My name is Gregor Fernandez. I am the host, and I'm joined by Adam Osmani.
Hi.
Diana Manassian.
Hello.
And Dan Sylvia.
Yo.
Tiff was also supposed to be with us, but she got the.
Why
wrong
did we
memo.
Say anything?
I.
How did that happen?
Tiff is selective in her hearing, so she must have missed all the details about it being remote.
Yeah, we had to have said it, right?
No, yeah,
we've said
yeah.
it multiple times. Multiple times. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now
cool.
We didn't.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
like, it
not
was kind of like
us
the,
forgetting.
Fucking VoIP delay. How the hell do people do this? it was like we didn't like specifically state it like okay, we're doing it remote, but it was like the concept of remote podcast was discussed for like multiple minutes, and then during that we mentioned that we're gonna
okay.
do it. But we didn't like there wasn't like a all right, 9 o'clock at your house, do it
Facebook event. Are you Facebook coming? To your house? Are you coming to your house?
Yeah, that might help in the future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The lesson learned.
I guess so, for every party involved.
Yeah. So it's been about 3 months, and with that, we've missed 3 months of news topics. So I've got a list of... I went on PC Gamer, I found the archive.
And, I can tell you one thing that happened.
Okay.
We know Animal Crossing Switch is coming out next year.
I totally forgot to put that on the list.
Are you for real?
No.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have to talk about, really.
Okay. Yeah, we probably...
But I like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that sounds like a real topic. This is a sort of... What I was planning was a sort of rapid fire... Just kind of, I mention the topic, we say something quickly about it, and then we kind of move on. I found some pretty funny headlines.
All right.
To sprinkle within the there are some legit news stories in here. Yeah. So they're vaguely in chronological order. I kind of like got sidetracked and just kind of jumbled everything together, but generally it's like from late June to today.
Is the we have stuff from story. Today?
Yep.
Oh. Oh yeah, we have a thing from today. I hope.
No. If it's what I think, please no.
Yes, maybe we're going to.
Yeah, do you know who's doing news? Of course, that's we're talking right. about that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the first thing that happened after our sabbatical was that Dark Souls Remastered came out. It was fucking garbage.
Damn.
Then Octopath Traveler came out.
Which yeah, is pretty no, great.
Super disappointed about Dark Souls. The remaster, they made it look like washed out pastel souls. It was significantly more well lit and not fucking dark fantasy. It looks really stupid. And they just reintroduced a bunch of glitches that they patched out. And this is this whole crazy thing. Octopath Traveler, that happened.
Octopath is really actually, good.
It was the best-selling game of that month, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, for a JRPG. And that was based on the NPDs, which is just North America. So we don't know what it is worldwide. But something that is weird about the NPDs is that it doesn't track... for some reason, it doesn't track digital sales. So they... were number one in physical, or they were number one in like gross revenue, but like only with physical sales, not even including digital purchases of the game.
That's the power of the Switch, man. People will buy fucking anything on if it's on the Switch. I've come to learn
because you finish your games on the Switch. It's so convenient that you actually
maybe you do. I've got 20 else. Games on the Switch I haven't finished.
Well, okay, well, people. All my other friends beat everything on the Switch, and so because it's so fucking convenient. So, you know,
that's one of them I didn't finish.
Yeah, yeah. Overwatch's Pink Mercy skin raises nearly $13 million for breast cancer. Yeah, we're doing this, motherfucker. All right. This is happening. I hope this was one of the real charities and not one of those. Garbage
that,
ones.
That doesn't feel like that happened this year.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That was 2 months ago. Pink Mercy?
Okay. No, that was like in May.
Maybe the skin came out in May, but like the headline.
Donate
of...
the money until June.
Well, no, it raises nearly forgot. $13 million. It didn't all
oh,
happen.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, they had to tally it.
And no, they did the shirt thing too. Yeah. It wasn't just the skin. They had shirts too.
Yeah.
Now that I'm remembering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa. Nathan Fillion says that he doesn't believe that Cade 6 is really dead.
Oh shit, Cade died.
Cade 6 is the robot guy from Destiny, and for some reason, this was a headline.
I haven't even heard the name. I've actually been working through Destiny, and I just finished it, and I actually didn't know he was dead.
Was it like the first Destiny or the second one?
Second one.
Yeah, I think it was like the start of the new expansion thing. I remember I saw it at EVO. That's not what it's called. E3.
Hey, I have Destiny and EVO. They have the Crucible.
Yeah. But fuck Cade 6. Nathan Fillion. I haven't heard that name in 10 years.
But also, what the fuck would that character be if it wasn't for Nathan Fillion? He'd just be another one that nobody remembered.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We were graced by DJ Khaled.
Oh my god. That's actually the best highlight of it. I don't care what you say after this. That's probably the best one.
DJ Khaled decided to grace us with his performance at the Overwatch Finals.
I just know he said Overwatch me and then did the worst two-step.
I don't. It's like he almost tripped twice. It's like he took two steps and almost tripped both times. It was fucking wild.
There are no words that can describe how beautiful this performance is. The fact that it's real adds to this whole nother level of just beautiful cringe. He's a hype man. For those who don't know DJ Khaled, he's the guy that says "We the best," and effectively he's a hype man, but he performed just by himself. There was no band. He didn't have like a turntable or nothing. It was him with the mic and a two-step.
You know, none of the artists he steals beats for were there. Just him and his stolen beats.
It was just him shouting another one. And oh, so good.
That was wild.
Henry Cavill wants to play Geralt in the new Netflix show.
He's not, right? I think we got like closure to that recently. Isn't someone else playing him? Or is he playing him?
Monster Hunter World is on Windows. All right. The plot thickens.
Wait, what?
Monster Hunter Worlds came out on Windows and it sold like crazy.
Yeah.
So much so that they shut down another studio. But that was it's this weird thing where Monster Hunter did so well that Capcom decided to reallocate its resources out of Dead Rising. So they would have, or the studio, I think it's like something Vancouver, but they made so much money off of Monster Hunter that even if they closed down the studio, they would still be meeting all their goals for the year. So they did it.
So no more Dead Rising.
Yes, so no more Dead. At least not by that studio. Maybe they'll revive the brand in 10 years after they do a remaster.
Hey, man, maybe that's what it needs because those two Dead Rising games weren't very good.
Maybe it'll have all the weird glitches and be oddly pastel like Dark Hole.
Oh, oh no!
Another thing on the Monster Hunter World thing was they recently put the director of like the division that makes Monster Hunter also in charge of the division that makes Street Fighter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yoshinori Ono took a lower position, but he's still the face.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, also during this summer, everything got a remaster, or at least announced one.
It's true.
Every single game, which I'm totally cool with. It seems to be that remasters are now the sort of testing ground for IPs and to kind of see if there's still interest in the brand. Which leads me to the fact that Onimusha remaster got announced. And for those who don't know Onimusha, it is it started off as a sort of like mod. It's not really a mod because it was like the devs actually made it, but effectively it was like a Japanese, feudal Japanese version of a Resident Evil. They like used the same assets and they kind of eventually it became its own IP. I forget what name they had for it, but it was people at Capcom were just kind of messing around with the game and then it kind of became its own thing. So it's like, you know, fixed camera, but it's like a, you know, a 3D action game. And I love it. Lots of people consider it almost like a progenitor to the Soul series in a way. So. And I've always loved that franchise, so I can't wait to buy it like 3 times so we can get a Onimusha 5, please.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Capcom is on like the biggest character redemption arc in like the games industry right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, tell that to Ace Attorney fans.
They have so many IPs, they can't keep everybody happy. But like, compared to like when Street Fighter 5 came out. And then, not just because of Street Fighter, but like that around that time,
Capcom was definitely so like a real rough low. For them.
Yeah.
People were like, "Oh, Capcom's gonna get bought out by Nintendo. Like nobody likes Capcom." And now they're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone turn something around so quickly. It's yeah.
Because it turns out if you give people the games they want, they'll buy them.
Yeah. Crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Yakuza Kiwami 2 came out.
Yeah, it did. I've already wasted 10 hours on Cabaret Club, whatever.
So are the Cabaret stuff a staple of the franchise?
They are now.
Oh, so that wasn't in the original? That was like a...
I don't think it was in the original, though.
Oh,
cool. But yeah, Kiryu runs the Cabaret now.
Sick.
Yeah.
I
still love dressing up all my girls. I just want to protect them. Continue.
Everything got ported to Switch. Yep. As I was looking for game releases, the entire list was just ports to Nintendo Switch.
Game from 2008, back on this list because of the Switch.
Yeah, it was really confusing, and which is the main reason why I don't have too many game announcements on this list, is because I couldn't be fucking asked to sort through all that.
And it was kind of a dry summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like as dry as it usually is, but like, you know, not too many big things.
The Messenger came out. Everyone gave it a 9 out of 9.5.
Yeah, that game is fan fucking tastic.
Just, yeah, this game. I didn't actually play it at a PAX, but everybody else did, and everyone was telling me about it, and for it to come out and receive such critical acclaim, your boy bought it, and I think I'm about 10. Not even that much. Probably like a few hours in. It's real good.
Yeah.
Hollow Knight released another free expansion. This is probably their 38th free expansion that they just keep on adding to that game.
I think this is the last one. I'm not entirely sure, but I think Fong was talking to me about that.
Yeah. I've heard that it includes like a local multiplayer type thing. I don't know if that's like a versus mode. I could totally see like a what's that game called with the arrows and the couch co-op?
Towerfall?
Towerfall.
Towerfall. Recently got ported to the Switch. Towerfall,
it's
yeah.
It's true, it did.
I could totally see something like that where maybe you like clash into each other and try to push people into like spikes and shit. That could be pretty fun. Dragon Quest XI came out. It's like the prettiest fucking game I've ever seen. Also, it has like the most delightful gay character in any video game. His name is like Silvando or some shit. I haven't actually played the game myself, but I've watched my brother play it for like upwards of 3 hours, and he's got to be the most charming motherfucker ever put in a video game. And I love him, and I would die for him. Henry Cavill actually will play Geralt in the.
Okay, cool.
it's like about a month, but he was in fact confirmed as Geralt. Yeah, dreams really do come true, at least for Henry Cavill.
Not for anyone else.
Not for anyone else. No one else wanted this.
He's got the face shape for it.
Yeah, I picture Geralt as like a. Like a long dude.
Like long pointy.
Yeah. Sharp.
Yeah. Henry Cavill's very sharp. In the jaw.
Loop.
It's pointy.
It's past my bedtime.
Loot boxes were banned in Belgium.
Oh.
Hell yeah, let's all move to Belgium.
Yeah, this was an interesting thing because Blizzard, they just like made it impossible to open loot boxes or some shit, or impossible to acquire them. I think that's what it was. So for their games like Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm, you just can't buy them anymore.
But can you still like earn them, or do you just play the game for fun?
You can still
nobody does that with Overwatch.
Yeah. So you're stuck to the limited, what's like one box every 2 days of trying to
grind levels.
That's the thing, is that the loot box systems are, you know, inherent to the design of the game. Or like, yeah, so you can't just take them out without making the game super garbage.
It's true.
Yeah. I've heard that EA is trying to like hold out versus Belgium. Like, you can still like buy shit.
Of course they are.
There are some people, there are some people who are optimistic. Yeah, get fucked. About like Belgium being able to stand up to EA, but
I hope they pull through. It's Belgium versus the world.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder who's more powerful, EA or an entire country.
That's actually, oh, that's like actually kind of scary to think about, because I'm thinking it's EA.
Yeah, actually, don't know too much about Belgium. Let's find out. Call of Duty Blackout happened. I don't know if anybody here partook.
I did a little bit.
Yeah.
It was it seems like they're just trying to do the thing. It seemed to like lose its, even like its Call of Duty look and stuff like that. It was just trying to be a battle royale.
Yeah.
And that kind of bummed me out. Cuz I played it and I'm like, I'm just playing a battle royale. Cuz I thought, you know, the Call of Duty people, they're the ones that make the good ones. And I thought their spin would be kind of interesting, but it seems like a lot of people are enjoying it, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things. Some people saying that like, oh, it's like a battle royale but with the gunplay of Call of Duty, so it's like automatically better. I've also heard some people talking about like the map design and like finding locales that were like old maps in other Call of Duty games.
Yeah, it has some of that too. Old
maps, yeah.
But it looks less like those old maps than I wanted it to.
Yeah, yeah. Ken Levine apologized about the final boss of BioShock. This is something that speaks to me, because super let down by the ending of a brilliant game. It was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I'll take whatever victory I can get. Atlas is garbage. Ruined the game for me. Spider-Man happened.
Yeah, that's a great game. That's a super great game.
Mostly. Super looking forward to playing that game, because I put probably about 100 hours in Spider-Man 2 for the PlayStation 2, literally just swinging around the city. It is the most zen and fun thing to do.
I think you'll be satisfied with it.
Yeah.
At least the swinging. I don't know about the whole game.
Twitch got blocked by China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big
one. This is huge. It was probably like the most important one on here. Because Twitch was growing super fast. They were like the third biggest app in China. And the Chinese government was like, nah, san chi wa dat. And they just fucking got rid of it, because you could do that in China.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's fucking gone. Now Chinese people who, you know, they just can't access it at all. If you try to pull it up, it just won't even open, which is crazy. And has tons of implications that are way more complicated and complex than I'm able to discern.
Yeah, right.
Listen to a real economist. Economist.
Well, it just kind of sucks right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
that depends on the lens you look it through. There's some good things going on.
Oh, actually,
like Twitch getting banned.
Yeah, like Twitch getting like Ken Levine apologizing.
We live in a post Animal Crossing announcement world.
Shit, everything's different now. I've seen so much good Isabelle fan art.
Ooh, I've seen very bad Isabelle
fan art. Yeah, I do want to go on record right now, say that if you want to fuck Isabelle, we can't be friends.
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
No, I'm talking about
the line of the sand.
I'm talking about the fan art of like Isabelle beating the shit out of people.
Oh yeah,
that's good fan art.
I'm like cheering her on.
Yeah, yeah. I saw this great one today where she was like, I don't remember the artist, so forgive me, but it was Isabelle, like this one of the smallest versions of Isabelle I've seen, standing on Peach, who's like beaten up and like grabbing Zero Suit by the hair and like getting ready to throw another hit. It was it's beautiful.
I think my favorite one is you know that like GIF where the like stuffed bear like slams its head down on the table and it comes back up with eyebrows?
Yes.
It's that, but Isabelle. That's it. That's all I wanted to share.
Telltale closed down.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of shit behind it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like from what I'm hearing, all the fired employees have a serious chance of just filing a class action.
Yeah, because I know at least one of them, like moved literally cross country, uprooted their family for the job that they had for a week before Telltale closed down.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not paying severance either.
Nope. The workers get literally nothing.
I didn't hear about that. I just heard about them shutting down.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
Into it. That's crazy.
Apparently, the environment at Telltale was fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. People were working like unpaid overtime and given unrealistic deadlines.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they were making like literally three games at a time.
They still went under. Shit.
Like, I don't understand. Like, what a fucking.
Yeah. They made, like, big shit, too. They weren't making, like, games that didn't sell anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a bunch of companies with, like, bigger budget games that do worse than these. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the episodic market where, like, it isn't that financially viable. I just don't understand how they could have all these IPs. Unless they were like paying for the IPs and it wasn't the other way around.
That's kind of what I was thinking because they had some massive licenses.
Mm. Yeah, licenses. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I guess if lots of their money was going to licensing fees, then who thought that was a good idea?
Like, All right, we gotta get Batman. We gotta get Game of Thrones. We gotta get The Walking Dead. What else is big? Star Wars? Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I guess I was just naive. I thought it was the other way around. I thought because of like, you know, Walking Dead season one's like huge success that like they were, you know, in a good place and like the reason they had these IPs to work with was because of the huge success of the first game, but. I don't know. They were literally hiring people a week before shit closed down.
Yep.
Which,
that's weird.
Yeah. Something fishy. Something weird is happening.
Yeah. I think like maybe the prices of the licenses got so expensive, like when they had to renew them, that they just cut their losses. I don't know.
Yeah. It could be. I'm no business mogul, but you know.
But even then, like, they'd probably know about that rise well before shutting down, and probably wouldn't have hired people a week before shutting down because of that.
Yeah, no, that's weird. You don't hire people a week before you shut down. You're just spending more money.
Yeah.
This is definitely a surprise for them.
Yeah.
For somebody. Maybe someone made a mistake. They forgot a zero at some point, and we're like, okay, yeah, no, we're doing great. Let's hire some. Oh shit, no,
wait,
it's over.
Wait, Guardians cost how much?
I kind of want someone to blow this open, and do like a whole investigation on it.
Yeah. Oh, someone has to.
Danny O'Dwyer.
Yeah.
Sure.
Give me a noclip.
I don't remember where it landed. I've heard mixed things about whether or not the final season of Walking Dead's still coming out. I heard that they were like
giving it to another company.
They have 25
literally
people.
Saw a tweet.
Yeah. They have 25 like people on board to finish Minecraft story mode and that's it.
Oh yeah, it was Minecraft.
Yeah, it was okay. They had one, I think, episode of Walking Dead, the one that they were publishing, the like in the middle season. Of. Yeah. Yeah, the final season. They had episode 2 ready to launch and they were gonna launch that and do nothing else.
Damn.
Yeah.
Games are hard.
Yeah. On a more cheerful note, there was a Nintendo Direct, and during that Direct, they announced a port of New Super Mario Brothers.
This is where I mute.
They also announced a port of like a remaster, I guess, of Katamari.
Yeah, that's great.
Actually,
yeah.
I'm
that's when I cheered.
That's super great.
Excited.
Yeah.
I was that's like the real news, but we're not here for real news. We're here for a little crown that busted open the lore of the Mario universe. So
I'm really not here for how Nintendo gaslighted us about Animal Crossing. I'm so mad. I'm still angry. But go on.
So they introduced Toadette as a playable character instead of Blue Toad, which I agree is a great decision. We don't want multicolored toads. We'd much rather play established characters. Yada yada. But there's this Toad specific power up, I'm guessing. Or as far as I know, that transforms Toadette into a slightly smaller Peach. And the ramifications of this have been
more than they thought.
Widespread.
More than they thought. Because everyone, like, at first it was just a bunch of people being like, wait, what the fuck? How is she Peach? Does the crown just turn people into Peach? Is Peach an actual Toad? And like, she's like, when toads grow up or become fully mature, do they become like normal people? Or can there only be, is it like a bee situation, or is it there can only be one queen sort of thing? So everybody, you know, had their crazy rampant theories. And then one person drew a fan art where Peach dissed both Mario and Bowser, and to get her jealous, they placed the crown upon Bowser's head, transforming him into a woman and trying to get Peach jealous.
That's half canon.
It's half canon.
Yeah, that's what happened at the end of Mario Odyssey, kind of.
This was cute. This was cute little fan art that ended up increasing Nintendo's stock
by
prices.
$4 whole. Also, Nintendo stock is trading at like $46. Wasn't it higher at one point? Should we get in on that?
Honestly, yeah.
I need to find a broker.
We should, yeah.
Anyway.
So, for some reason, this little comic caught the attention of every Japanese and American fan artist on Twitter.
It's because everyone really loves orc ladies. They just don't want to admit it.
Yes, I agree. As a fan of both Peach, Bowser, and orc ladies, I must say, I am a huge fan of Bowsette. And the internet has exploded. Your timeline is probably all pictures of Bowsette.
My timeline has evolved sort of over the past 24 hours. It started as just retweets of that Bowsette comic, and then it evolved into retweets of Bowsette fan art, and then it evolved into retweets of Bowsette porn all over the course of a day.
And now we're starting to trickle down into other Mario villain ets. I've seen a lot of good
Waluigi ets.
Yeah, I've seen a few Waluigi-ets. I've seen some Booettes. I've seen, personally, my favorite are Chompettes, which is Chain Chomp.
Booette is definitely my favorite.
Yeah. I've seen some Shy Guys.
I've seen one of that, like, ramp in Super Mario World that lets Mario run up walls.
That's great.
But so Bowsette has taken over the internet, and it's a much better place than it was the day before. Just a very positive, everyone just complimenting everyone for their nice Bowsette pictures, and people being horny on Maine.
Everyone.
It's a lot of fun.
It'll be a few dark days after Bowsette dies down, and we return to the status quo. But I will think on these days fondly, when Bowsette took over the world and increased Nintendo's fucking stock prices, which is the I think after as a fan artist you that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
That's why people do fan art, right? But yeah. So, like I mentioned, that's all the news and shit that happened. But fuck the news. You're here for, or at least I'm here for you guys. Mm. And we all game. So.
Oh, actually, like... before we get onto that, I have a piece of news that's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
So, a couple weeks ago, there was a Street Fighter V tournament in China, and
banned.
I forget what it was called, but it was a part of the Capcom Pro Tour. And can you hear my dog in the back? Because she's barking again. I say as she stopped. Anyway, so there was an event in China in the Capcom Pro Tour, and all of like the major like foreign players who were like known killers, like Justin Wong, Daigo, etc. Basically everyone who wasn't Chinese was put into the same pool and made to fight each other super early in, regardless of seeding.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And Xiao Hai, the probably the best Chinese player, got like 10 buys.
Oh wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I kind of get banning Twitch. Like, if you want to keep everything within the Chinese government, but a fucking fighting game tournament?
Yep.
These niggas are crazy.
It's fucking hilarious. Just, like, that tournament's not a part of the Pro Tour anymore. If you try to find it on the Capcom Pro Tour website, it's there, but it's, like, removed from all functions except direct searching for the name.
Of course it is. Wow.
Okay.
It's like not it subtle seems at all. That China like, has its Xiao Hai got 10 buys. I'm not even shitting you.
How can China be doing so well yet be so stupid? It's impressive, really. I can only hope to be that dumb and that successful at the same time. But yeah, so it's been 3 months. I would please fill me in on your gaming habits. We'll start with Adam.
I'll be honest, like my gaming habits have been like this thing happened where when I stopped having to play games for podcasts, I played way less of them. Yep. So I'll talk about some of the highlights. And I played a hell of a lot of Pokemon Go this summer. Yep. They did many, many, many events, and they basically changed the whole game this summer. since the last podcast we've had, everything changed.
Damn.
They
dropped it around when the sabbatical started. So cool. Yeah. I have something to look forward to.
Well, actually, I don't know. Actually, I think they launched... So, the last podcast we had, I remember, it ended with me going to catch Alolan Exeggutor.
Yeah.
And that was before, which is really wild to think about, that was the last one, because they've had, like, 4 events since then, 4, like, month-long events since then. They released Celebi, they released Friends, they released Trading. They did a lot of shit. It's been really great, actually. They released the worst raids of all time, that wasn't great. They did Reggie's for 3 months. They did a month of Reggie Ice, a month of Reggie Rock, and a month of Reggie Steel, and nobody did them. Because everyone hates them. And, I did a lot of that. It was a hell of a lot of fun. Some of just, like, the most fun I've had playing a game in a while. Just because it's, you know, it's more than that. But, more recently, I played through Spider-Man. And I recently, or when was that? I want to say about like a week ago, I finally got 100% on that. And that's a really good game. I didn't really do much else while I was playing that game. Some of the side stuff kind of fell off for me towards the end. Because it all, at a certain point, felt very samey. It was all just like, you know, you had like your traditional like Assassin's Creed towers. Like, go here, climb up to the top. Open the map up a little bit and stuff like that. And then they had some cool things that were like some collectibles that were just like an item from Spider-Man's past or something like that. Some of them nostalgic, some of them just dumb. And I'd say those were the more fun ones. And then it got to these things that were called crimes. And you had to do 20 of them per district, and there are, I think, 8 districts, so if anyone wants to do some quick math, that's how many crimes you have to do.
160.
160 crimes.
How long does the... Is it like Spider-Man 2? It's like, someone stole my purse.
Yeah, it's stuff like that, where it's like... But they're all centered around, like, villains. It's not like... They're not quite as simple as that. It's all like, oh, these bad guys are here robbing a bank or something. Go stop them.
Damn, so it's even more complex.
So, yeah, it's definitely more complex. And it took a long time. And it was really fucking boring. So... Yeah. If you do end up playing that game... 100%. Huh?
So you don't recommend the 100%?
I do not recommend the 100%. I do recommend playing through that story, though. It's really great.
Cool.
It's like... It's definitely more of a traditional take on Spider-Man. But they do some interesting things with it. I think this thing was just more of like a... Yeah, we can make a good Spider-Man game. Let's prove it.
Yeah. Proud for Insomniac. They've been making solid games for a long time. And now they're going to get... crazy financially rewarded for it. This game is gonna sell like crazy.
I think it beat God of War, right?
Oh yeah, I heard something about that. It did better in its first day or some shit.
Yeah. And God of War was like the previous best-selling game or something like that of the year. Yeah. So
yeah, God of War's still trucking on. It's doing pretty well sales wise. So.
It is. Yeah, Spider-Man's great.
Damn.
Oh, me?
What you been up to? Or gaming-wise?
Not a lot, really. Nothing has really come out for me over the summer that I've been particularly interested in. Next month, I'm going to be fucking swamped because Mega Man 11 and Soul Calibur 6 come out.
Woo!
As a matter of fact, Mega Man 11 comes out in like a week.
oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
October 2nd, I think.
That's like actually a week.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be no-lifing that.
For it.
It's fall. It's happening.
Mm. Yeah. Otherwise, I've been learning the Tekken 7 patch because a lot changed. My main is probably top 5 now. That's cool.
Oh shit!
It's a nice little gift.
Yeah. They just took Asuka and took her big dumb hitboxes and made them bigger and dumber, and that's it. And Lars had this, like, 12-frame launching Punisher that you could get, like, a 60% health combo on that was, like, absolutely not supposed to be in the game. Because 12 frames in Tekken is very fast. It's, like, 2 frames slower than a jab. and they patched that out. Other than that, yeah.
I've got this thing where I want to play every fighting game. But it's too hard.
I feel
it takes
that.
Way too much time. Like, I was watching CEO Taku, and I was like, I kind of want to try to play Under Night. I kind of want to try to play Blaze Blue Cross Tag.
I think you'd really like Cross Tag, actually. Because, like, the whole structure of the game is super free-flowing. You can just kind of do whatever.
That's exactly why I love Smash. So I'm fucking signing me up. but is there anything else?
That's kind of it. I'm waiting for my games to play. Otherwise, I've just been playing a lot of like Tekken and Dragon Ball and editing videos on Tekken and Dragon Ball.
Cool. Deanna.
I played a lot of Splatoon, actually. Splatoon 2. Okay. Ended up borrowing Dave's Switch to do that. That was a lot of fun. I played through the Octo expansion. I got a month of PS Now so I could play Katamari Forever, which is always good. And I also found out that today, because I bought Minecraft in like 2012 when it was still the Java version, I can get it for free on Windows 10, so I'm going to be playing a little bit of that, I guess.
Cool.
Just because I really want to play Minecraft. And then I cracked open New Leaf again.
The tri-monthly tradition.
Yep. left them alone. And that's really all I've done. Oh, Yakuza Kiwami 2. But I said that already.
I haven't done too much. I played two new games. One's called Death's Gambit. It is a Adult Swim published. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a 2D action game, heavily Souls inspired. And it's pretty good. It has had the misfortune of coming out around the same time of the second game I played, Dead Cells. And so there's a lot of comparing of the two, despite the fact they are very, very different games. I really enjoyed Death's Gambit. It doesn't have as tight as controls as Dead Cells does, but it is a sort of, you know, solitary single-player game with a decent story that brings you from start to finish, with, you know, challenging boss fights and all that. Good shit. There's definitely some weirdness going on in the story. I'm assuming that there's multiple endings, so I'm still slowly going through it for multiple playthroughs to see if I can affect some of the events that happen in it, which is pretty cool. And the other game, Dead Cells, I played it at PAX. Might have been, it was probably, yeah, it couldn't have been the year before, it must have been this year, and I was super not impressed. And then it's, you know, slightly later in the year, it came out on PC, and everybody was telling me how good it was, and I didn't believe them. I was just like, the thing I played at PAX was garbage. Yep. It wasn't garbage, I was just being dramatic, but fuck, when I got my hands on it, they had changed that game completely. It is one of the smoothest fucking playing experiences I've ever had. It's really fucking hard, and I don't think I've even got close to the final boss, but I put a lot of time into it, and I'm really enjoying the heck out of it. It's pretty much, like, as far as I can tell, like, the most mechanically intensive roguelike outside of, like, probably Enter the Gungeon. So if you like, you know, dying and restarting and mechanically complex games, or at least mechanically satisfying, maybe not complex, but yeah, full recommend. The animations are super, super beautiful, super clean, super tight. Just a really well polished game.
And I had a very similar experience to that, because I also played it at PAX, and I'm like, oh, this is just another one of those.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I still haven't gotten the chance to play it. Well, I have, but I haven't played it yet. I'm definitely going to at some point.
Yeah. Alright. And next thing on the docket. So, those are the gaming things we did over, you know, over the sabbatical, but I'm curious as to any other ventures we decided to take up during the sabbatical. I'll kind of start the discussion. Maybe it'll help jog some of your memories. But I started to just listen to a bunch of just intellectual, philosophical, political discussions, conversations, debates. And it's really, I feel like it's like woken me up in a way, because I used to be a really smart guy back in like high school and stuff, and then I got really sad, and then I decided to ignore sciences and maths and just focused on art to kind of like try to cheer myself up. So like I stopped using like the smart half of my brain, and entirely was in the, you know, just emotions and, you know, all that sort of half. And it feels good to kind of like, I feel like my brain is like, it's awake again, and like I'm using both halves, and I just feel like a more well-balanced dude. And yeah, I've learned a lot, and audio is the pretty much only way I can consume such ideas, because I decided at the age of 8 that books were icky and I wasn't going to touch them. And so I'm I'm extremely behind in where I should be, or where I feel I should be in terms of like these sorts of topics. But it's been super useful, because I feel like when we're kind of just, the information you just get on like social media and shit is like garbage fed by other, you know, 20-year-old dumbasses who don't know not anything. And then we just kind of like, oh, well, they're charismatic, so I believe them. But it's like, there's, the fucking world is complex as shit. And I feel like we all kind of need to do our part in kind of like understanding what the fuck's going on. Not blaming you if you don't, because the world is also fucking stressful as shit. And I understand not wanting to delve into the monster that is politics and all that shit. But if you can find a way to do it and not have it destroy you, I really recommend it.
I feel that is definitely something that I feel like I should do. I've definitely acquainted myself too much with just like, I don't even fucking know. If you like ask me what I've actually done in these past few months, I couldn't even fucking tell you. Yeah. So like, I definitely am in like this mode where I'm trying to like get back old hobbies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like things that I used to love doing, they just like aren't there anymore. I've been trying to do way more of that.
Yeah, yeah. There's
I'm starting to.
Yeah. There's always this weird thing where it's like, particularly with growth and stuff, where it's, we kind of, like, and it makes sense, we kind of, or we don't really perceive, like, changes within ourselves until we, like, witness it take form and, like, actions and stuff. But, like, yeah. a lot of the most deep growth that I've had has just been through just kind of like sitting there and being for a while, and kind of like, because if you think about it, you're almost like reshaping the way your brain works and all that. So it's kind of a big thing, and you know, and it's not always easy to do that and do other things. Sometimes you just need to like sit there, kind of focus and rewire your brain, and then fucking go to bed. Yeah. Shit's tough.
It's, oh man, I have. Yeah, I've been learning that.
Yeah, yeah. It's I remember I spent a long time kind of like beating myself up over it, because like I would want to be like, okay, Greg, like what the fuck did you do today? And I didn't think of that rewiring process as like something tangible or important, but mm-hmm. It is. It's just as important as like finally going out and doing the shit you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, good work. Deanna, what you been up to? Outside of gaming.
Outside of what?
Gaming.
Outside of gaming. I'm pretty sure I went to bed at a reasonable hour for more consecutive nights than I ever have before.
I could whistle, I would do it.
I start up a lot of other projects, and I have, like, a business that I want to start, like an actual real-life business, and I don't want to say too much about it yet, because I am still pinning down details.
Yep.
Hey, good shit.
And I got back into weightlifting.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah, it feels good to hit the gym again. There's this, I don't know, maybe it's like this sort of like self-competition. And like not even so much that. There's like something about like, at least for me, like actually fully exerting yourself. Like I almost feel like I'm holding back, you know, in every other aspect.
Yeah.
Like just throughout the day and like moving around. There's something like extremely fulfilling about giving it literally everything you have. There's something really satisfying about that.
Yeah. I just, like, over the summer, I kind of realized, like, I only have one, like, flesh body.
Yeah.
So I should probably take care of it.
Yeah. The thing that got me is, like, that concept, but also just the idea of, like, my genes say that I'm probably going to live for a while. So it's even... So it's not even about like living a long life. It's about living like a quality life. It's about being 60 and yeah. still being able to like walk around, you know, just fine and stuff like that. That's definitely super motivating.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
It's like I want to be like, you know, the grandpa that like plays with the kids and like, holy shit, grandpa's fast as hell. It's like yeah. damn straight. Fucking damn straight. Anything else?
Nope. No, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's just like been a lot of work going into those like three things.
Yeah, yeah. So. Daniel.
Yes.
What you been up to outside of gaming?
A lot of shit, actually. I've been starting to get a lot of freelance work in terms of photo and video. I've done video for a local band performing at the Middle East in Cambridge. I've done some event photography, all paid gigs, ooh. Which is pretty sick.
That's crazy.
I've been dumping, it's just a lot of work, really. I've been dumping a lot of time into That Blasted Salami. We recently broke 30,000 subs, which is pretty sick.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Yeah, just a lot of production work. Cool. Still looking for a full-time gig, but, you know, at least I'm making money in the meantime.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've been talking about, you know, generally kind of important sort of stuff here. And I would kind of like to end it with a question for each one of you.
Oh.
Are they going to be different for everybody?
No.
Oh.
That would have been cool. I kind of wish I did that. All right, I'll think of random questions right now.
Oh, no, you don't have to. Oh, oh no.
Ah.
It's just the wording. Made it seem like you had different ones for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, I see how you might have thought that. Hold on. It's just, you know, the way I like to approach things is that, pretty much every aspect of my life, I like to be like, I wonder how I could have done that better. And so for the podcast, something I'd like to do is for us to just kind of come up with sort of personal goals that we would like to improve, and specifically in terms of podcasting and what you would like to bring to the table, maybe a habit you'd like to do less, and some things of that sort.
Okay.
And I'll start off just because, you know, kind of think about it, and I kind of like to come back to it maybe like a year, 6 months from now or something, and ask you how you did. So for me, I'd like to, one, I'd like to iron out the VoIP delay, clunkiness that is seeping all over this podcast and probably the future ones. I need to figure out how to make it feel a lot more kind of alive, like how the ones we did in person were, because we're going to have to do it this way, so I'm going to have to figure it out one way or the other. So that's like my main one. But just in general, I'd like to work on, you know, keeping the energy up, moving between topics cleanly, and that sort of stuff. If anybody else would like to share, please do so.
Yeah, I feel like I would, I kind of, I guess like a goal for all of us, I want us to like find our own way and make it something unique, you know?
Yeah.
Where there's so many goddamn video game podcasts in the world. I guess I want us to find like a good balance of, I guess, both video games and just us in general. Yeah. I want it to be like less focused on that, because there's a lot of people talking about video games, and something I've noticed over the summer, when, you know, you take a step back and you just look at video game culture and everything, everybody's just saying the same thing.
Yes.
Like, you look at every review for a game and you could probably copy and paste them into each other and a few words would be different. You know what I mean, not exactly, but yeah, same thoughts, same ideas. So I kind of want us to maybe evolve into something a little different where we can put a little bit more of ourselves into this than just, oh, I played fucking Spider-Man, it was good, because I go on Metacritic, see how many people are telling you Spider-Man's good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We got to make this shit weird. That's who we are. We're fucking weirdos.
It's true.
We're just a group of just gross, disgusting weirdos.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I want to get away.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, China's also made me realize I want to get comfortable podcasting again, because it feels fucking weird.
Yeah.
It feels fucking weird.
Yeah,
it feels really weird.
We'll find out when I listen to it in post.
Yeah,
this first one's gonna be awkward.
I am fucking glad I have listened to this.
So awkward.
I apologize for the
burden. You're
gonna
have to sift through like 3.5 minutes of us not actually getting to the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that part is not gonna see the light of day. Or parts of it will. I will unload the cringe and
Yeah, let's just get it out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're a group of people with a lot of diverse interests. I'd like to think that we're very different personalities. So, and I guess I'd like to bring kind of all of that into this.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like our own, and we talk about things we want to talk about. Cool. I don't know how to do that though.
Yeah, we're gonna.
That's the hard part. Workshop it. Like, I'm saying all of this, but man,
write it down. Yeah, no, I feel you on that, Deanna.
I want to be a better storyteller. Like, I've just been kind of sitting here thinking about Shadowrun, and like that podcast. I know it's kind of off topic, but like, I just want to do so much better.
Yeah, Daniel. Do you have any goals?
Not really for like myself, but like I want to see like this podcast have like, and this will also just come with time and getting used to it again, but like I think we could use some like really like good ass structured discussion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like we did that for a while and it came out really well most of the time. We just had one big topic to take up the bulk of the podcast, and we all got like super into it. So if we could like find a way to like do what Adam said and take our interests and find something to talk about for most of the podcast, that'd be really great.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna write that down. But yeah, all right, thank you for sharing. I don't know why I said that.
You're welcome. Fucking
I think it's because I'm watching a lot of Bob Ross and fuck, I'm blanking on his name. The other nice guy,
Mr. Rogers.
I've been watching a bunch of like not necessarily just you know their shows, but just people talking about their importance and their effect on them.
Yeah,
Yeah. And it's softened up my language. I want to be soft on the inside and rough on the outside.
Yeah,
like that's rough skin.
That's relatable.
Yeah,
you just eat lots of greasy foods.
You just want to look tough.
Yeah, yeah.
But have a heart of gold.
Yeah, that's like my favorite archetype, is the gentle giant. I remember I'd watch a bunch of kids shows, and even if the gentle giant was like kind of an asshole, I would take their side no matter what. Like if they're being like an immature, being a brat or something, like, no, leave them alone, you don't understand. But alright, I guess I'll just cut it off here. This has been episode 113. 12. Damn.
We were so close.
I had it at the beginning one. And then I was thinking of 112, and like it's whatever.
No. This is the Lifecast 2, episode 1.
The Lifecast 2,
episode 1. This is the sequel.
Lifecast the sequel. Episode 1.
Yep.
And thanks for joining us. See you next week, neighbor.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.